The Republican House caucus is pushing to cut the state government budget, but they no longer hold the majority. Instead of shrinking, the House version of the budget has actually grown. The House Finance Committee has been working through $150 million in proposed cuts by minority caucus Republicans. So far, the mostly Democratic majority has turned down the reductions. Anchorage Republican Representative Lance Pruitt expressed concern today that the majority isn't making any cuts.
At some point in time, not every single thing in this budget can be a sacred cow we can't touch.
The committee did vote to add to the budget. They added $2 million to the Alaska Marine Highway System to increase service. Overall, House Finance Subcommittees and the full Finance Committee have added more than $200 million to Governor Bill Walker's proposed budget of just over $4 billion. Most of the changes was to increase permanent fund dividends and to inflation-proof the permanent fund. North Pole Republican Representative Tammy Wilson says she's disappointed there hasn't been more discussion on the more than 200 cuts she proposed.
We have to look inside each and every budget to see where we can decrease the budget.
But Anchorage Democrat Les Guerra says many of the cuts would hurt the most vulnerable residents.
You know, to toss people to the side just because they don't have money or because they live with difficulty, that's not what I would do as a legislator.
The Senate Finance Subcommittees are finishing their work over the next week. The Senate majority is looking to make up to $300 million in cuts. The gap between state spending and oil royalties, taxes, and fees is nearly $3 billion.